All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now this past Sunday, the Cincinnati Bengals wrapped up their worst season since 2002, and coincidentally, it was also the last time that they had the first overall pick in the NFL draft. Now, after going 2-14, all signs point to the Bengals taking quarterback Joe Burrow from LSU first overall. We've seen what the Heisman Trophy winner has done this season in college football. He is from Ohio, and the folks that follow this team in Southern Ohio and the Kentucky area are definitely looking for a boost. Now, aside from the quarterback position, the Bengals also have a needed wide receiver. AJ Green didn't play this year. He's set to become an unrestricted free agent, and all signs point to him and the Bengals having their typical messy divorce. There's also a need for the Bengals at tight end. Tyler Eifert is an unrestricted free agent, and I would be highly surprised if the Bengals brought him back. There's also needs on the offensive line at tackle and guard, especially if you are going to use the first overall pick on what you are hoping will be your franchise quarterback. Defensively, Cincinnati will have needs at defensive tackle and outside linebacker as well. So it's going to be important for head coach Zach Taylor to really evaluate this roster in the next coming months and see what needs that he's going to try to fill in the draft, because historically, the Bengals have never really gone out and spent a ton of money in free agency. So that means it's going to be put on them more to try to do their thing through the draft. Then again, you still have Mike Brown as the team's owner slash general manager. And we've seen what Mike Brown has done over the years during his reign over the Cincinnati Bengals. And it definitely is nothing to sneeze about. You look at it like this. The Bengals did have a solid run earlier this decade. 5 consecutive postseason appearances, but then, of course, what did they have to show for it? Nothing, because they could not even win a single playoff game. That just lets you know about the futility of this club. Now they're starting over from scratch once again, and they have a huge uphill battle ahead of them. They're definitely lacking as far as the talent goes. There's a huge gap between them and the other teams in the AFC North as far as talent. So first and foremost, if you're Zach Taylor, you need to go out there and find a team that is going to compete within this division. They did go 1-5 within the AFC North this year. They got their one win this past Sunday versus the Cleveland Browns. Cincinnati did play harder in the second half of the season, and I think they did play better once they went back to veteran quarterback Andy Dalton, but I don't see Dalton being on this roster in 2020. So it's going to be imperative, like I said, for Zach Taylor to find his guys. It's going to be a work in progress, but I guarantee you Joe Burrow with the first overall pick will definitely bring some excitement to this fan base. And most importantly, he'll sell some tickets, because we've already seen that people are attempting to wear Joe Burrow t-shirts and Joe Burrow jerseys in Cincinnati. So imagine what's going to happen when the Bengals make it official in the springtime that they've made him the number one overall pick of the draft. It's a step in the right direction, but the Cincinnati Bengals still have plenty of work ahead of them if they expect to be a contender in 2020. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax Jackson Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow us at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.